Brilliance Audio presents Until Then by Heidi McLaughlin, performed by Carissa Vacker. To all those who have let that special someone slip away, I hope you find them again. Prologue. Graham Chamberlain pressed the power button on his desktop tower. The guts of the computer groaned and the monitor flickered to life. The cream-colored device was Hewlett-Packard only by name and not the inner workings. Over the past year, Graham rebuilt, modified, and swapped out every part he could, building himself the ultimate computer, the holy grail of machines, one faster than his roommates. The competition between them had grown since they decided to live together. Who could build the better system? Who was going to be the one to break the mold? To date, Graham was winning by a hair. Of the five roommates, two were computer geeks, or nerds, as the women who often visited called them, and the others worked in banking and finance. Graham hadn't cared about being called a geek, though. He had a love for artificial intelligence and couldn't wait to watch the world evolve with technology. Bill Gates was going to change the world right along with America Online. Once the display came to life and the icons from installed programs finished loading, Graham double-clicked on the AOL icon and waited. The familiar tones of his modem echoed throughout his room as he connected to the internet. The increasingly popular voice alerted him that he had mail, which brought a smile to his face. Before he could click on the yellow man who looked to be running, multiple messages from women he'd chatted with in various groups popped up. They wanted to know how he was doing, what his plans were for the night, and if he could help them with a computer problem. Since he became an avid user, his knowledge of computers had given him a bit of a reputation online. If someone posted a problem, many people from his buddy list often referred them to Graham Cracker, a nickname the love of his life had given him. But right now, it was his email that had his attention. The moment his screen showed his inbox, his smile grew wider. He clicked on the message from Rennie Wallace, his best friend, former hookup buddy, and the one woman he would drop everything for if she asked, which made him the worst possible boyfriend in the history of boyfriends. Graham met Rennie his junior year of high school when she visited her best friend, Brooklyn Hewitt, in his home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?